Hi, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares About the Rock Hall, a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm your host, Joe Quazala. I know too much about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here we are, one of the most exciting episodes of the season. I think we've got some titters, some chuckles, because I just jumped into it kind of without letting anybody know.
A heads up would have been helpful. I
kind of feel like I said, all right, we ready to go? We going to do this?
No, you didn't.
And
you
nobody was listening, and so that's why you guys are shaking your head.
Talking about the weather.
At any rate, I feel like weather talk shouldn't be that difficult of an on-ramp into talking about other stuff. With me, as always, is my co-host, Kristen. Hi, Kristen. You're the skeptic, the voice of the people. But today, you are a drafter.
One of the drafters.
Are you excited, Kristen? I sense it in your voice.
I honestly am a little excited because I did prepare a little bit ahead of time. Now, will that help me at all?
Changes things compared to previous years.
Most years.
When you, and let's make it clear. I send out a very thorough email about the expectations and what you should do, and it feels as though you don't receive those.
Here. We're all pros. We've all done this before.
Yeah, you certainly haven't panicked.
Certainly not.
And drafted
Who's
Weezer.
To say that
drafted
I won't
the Black
panic
Eyed Peas.
And draft
the Black Eyed
Peas. Were they part of my regular draft
last year? No, they
were my wild card.
Card. All right. Actually, they weren't your wild card. They were
my wild card. It was because I was in fifth position, and everyone had taken everything.
Fair enough.
Well, all right. I don't know. I took Jethro Tull, and Foreigner. I'm not so sure I got in your way at all.
Hey, who's that speaking? It's our first guest. You might know him from the Never Not Funny podcast, Jimmy's Records and Tapes, Jimmy Pardo. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome back to the draft.
It is my honor. As I say each time, I'm honored to be asked to do this. I'm like you. I still bring a piece of paper, and I keep track of it as we go, even though there's a big chart less than a foot and a half away from me.
We do have a big drawing pad and a marker ready to go for everybody to see.
But I get excited about it. I enjoy it, and I'm never good at it. Like fantasy baseball, a thing that I love more than anything else on this planet other than my family, I love doing this, and I'm not good at it.
You had a strong start last year. Didn't pan out way you wanted.
It fell off a cliff.
But, you know, there's no points for strong starts, but if there were, Jimmy.
Well, we'll see what happens in 2024.
Next up, I mean, this is just, it's a classic crew at this point. We've been going several years, so our listeners know who's coming up. But from the Roundball Rock podcast, Joey Devine. Hey, Joey.
Hey, Joe.
Winner
how are you?
Of last year's.
Shockingly.
Wait, what?
I ended the River Joe of Iron, like, Celtics-Lakers rivalry they had going on. I was the Houston Rockets.
You nabbed George Michael and Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And got a lot of points for that.
I got a lot of points for that, Kristen.
I do not. Who did I draft?
The Black Eyed Peas.
Even as a wild card, it's especially wild.
I might do it again. Who
and
knows?
Finally, we've got a stand-up comedian, has a new special on helium.
I certainly do.
River Butcher. Hey, River.
Hey, I'm the one who was late to the podcast this year.
I was very... always me, and this year I was
always
very
it's my
on
turn.
Time.
Yeah. I saw you, and I didn't realize it was you, and I was just like, I'm glad to be here.
No, you made it. We all made
it. Glad to be at my favorite podcast in January. You know?
this week of January.
No, I do really love this podcast. I love being here along for the ride.
This
true
is
blast.
Always so fun. So for the people who maybe don't know what's about to happen, the Rock Hall ballot of nominees for 2024 will be revealed in a few weeks. At the time of recording this, they are probably going to meet the nominating committee sometime this week, I imagine. And every year, we try to predict who will be on this ballot. And there are different points allotted for riskier choices. If you haven't been on the ballot before and you make it, you get 2 points. If you've been on the ballot before, not as exciting. We know you might return, so you only get 1 point. And then a few months from now, we reward the final points on who gets inducted. So if you get inducted, you get 2 points. And then also, though, there's these side categories where people can get inducted but not be on the ballot. So that's, you can play that angle if you want. But I think that about covers it in terms of how this works. We will be using the Jimmy Pardo branded Pardomizer to randomly assign the positions on the draft, which will be a snake draft. And I'm thinking maybe I should consult last year and I know start
here, I
with...
I can do it.
Okay. I'm already knocking stuff over. But I was going to say we'll start with who went last and let them, even though it shouldn't matter. So who went last? It was...
Kristen.
Kristen. Was okay, like... so Kristen yep. this year,
oh boy.
Let's find out, is going to be going...
Is it going to be five again?
I mean, you would think
I've gone last so many. I think this is the third year in a row that I've gone last.
And you just have to. I'm not doing this specifically to fuck you over.
We'll let her go last. We'll let her go first this time, so there's more opportunity for me to get.
All the numbers are on the table.
Yeah, they're out there. Yeah.
All the numbers are on
this
the table.
This is the part of the Pardomizer doesn't lie.
It does not.
That's Pardomizer.com, by the way.
This is an outrage.
Use that for your own
okay. This is a true outrage.
Jimmy, have you ever considered rigging the Pardomizer the day before?
I don't know how the Pardomizer works,
okay,
quite frankly.
You can call in who made it. Yeah, yeah. And say, hey, can you rig it?
So I just know it's out there and it does a great job.
All right. Jimmy, you're next. We're going to find out where.
If it's not one or two, I'm leaving.
All right. Let's.
Wow. I'm looking at last year's draft and I got 2 points. Is that it? Three? I got 3 points because it was someone who'd never been on the ballot.
No, you got Sheryl Crow was
Sheryl
four.
Crow. 4 points? Oh.
And that was it.
Yeah.
All right. Jimmy, you're two.
Two. The deuce.
The deuce.
Boom.
I'll take it.
He's not leaving, folks.
Nope. Sticking around.
He's sticking around for the pod.
River, you're coming in at three.
Great.
All right.
Oh, again.
Yeah. This really, well, this
Joe,
is,
if you go first again, I'm
exactly
going to win the ball.
Last year. This is last year's.
This is last
exactly
year's.
Last
and maybe the year
year's.
Before even. Come on, dude.
This is exactly last
if,
year's
I
order.
Mean, if you guys wanted to to monitor.
Maybe Joe's
I
mean, the fan that made the Pardomizer.
Yeah,
and he's
right.
rigged it.
He is excited to use it.
Joey is coming in at four, and that leaves me at number one.
What?
I
it
mean,
just leaves you there.
I, no,
just
I know,
does.
I know,
it just
I know,
leaves
I know.
You.
No,
you've just been left there. That's all. You're left there.
Hey, listen. I didn't create the Pardomizer.
Well, how'd you do last year?
I did fine. Three for Kate Bush, and that was it.
Does Todd Glass have a randomizer? Can
yeah,
we use that
call.
Next year?
I know it'd be louder than mine if you did.
But it would be at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Did you see that? A lot
As
of shots
said
of
on my
Todd.
Podcast, he got more airtime than Leonardo DiCaprio.
Insane.
Let's keep cutting to Todd Glass, unknown comedian, Todd Glass.
You know why they were going to him? Because he was having a good time.
Yeah. You know what? You're right.
He was the only one who was
I
enjoying himself.
I also think
himself.
He was sitting in John Hamm's seat.
Of
I think
course
that
Todd was
the director
a
had
time.
A seat that Hamm was in, and then, they just kept going, with go back to table 19, seat 4, and it was, you know, Todd's big head. Big sweaty face.
We love,
by the way, top
love,
five funniest people on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We love Todd. All right.
Comedic genius.
Yes.
Todd Glass. Putting in the names.
All
oh, right.
So Pardo's second this year.
It's a little different.
It's a little different.
It is a little different.
Okay. A little bit of a shakeup. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So two and four have swapped places.
Yep,
that's
and that's
it.
The big,
and that's
the big
yeah.
thing.
That's exactly what happened.
That's the kind of excitement you can expect.
That's what you get at
the
Rock Hall Draft
podcast. All right. So I'm
this
I am
is
up
an
first.
Outrage. I cannot believe
with?
This shit. I'm so pissed.
I think I
I'm
know.
Sitting in five just over here. This
all
right,
sucks. Guys. So, you know, I would say, I know we said last year going into it was kind of difficult compared to previous years. And we did very well. Our first row was all people who made the ballot. Many of them were inducted. This year, I feel like it's a little easier than last year. And maybe I think that because there were a lot of guests at the induction ceremony last year that we have seen in the past that can tee someone up for an easy induction the next year. We saw Lionel Richie inducted, Clarence Avant got in the next year. Joan Jett played with Nirvana, she got in the next year. And that's why I'm thinking it's also a little bit of a sentimental choice. Showed up. Rocked it with Sheryl Crow. I'm choosing Peter Frampton
That's
as my number
one choice.
Now that was going to be mine.
Does the guitar get to give a speech?
In the talk box?
Yeah.
Why you were
But yeah, it just feels like...
And he's never been nominated?
Never been nominated.
He's a never
really.
Nom.
And just... How do you not, especially that he's having health issues? You know, he came out, he was sitting down in a chair, but he still could perform, and he seemed so happy to be there. I just feel like Frampton is a
comes alive.
He's coming. I think he's coming alive this year. Yeah.
I just tweeted about Peter Frampton last week. As I do once a year, I point out that his Breaking All the Rules album is an unappreciated gem of the '80s. Mm. And we have, Peter, I don't want to say we've become friends, but we've become friendly because of it.
Interesting. Oh. And, I bet he appreciates that because, you know, he's considered by many to be a one-album wonder.
And he's not. Mm-hmm. And he is a, we met once at the Bob and Tom radio show, and then we met again at Conan. And he is truly a nice human being.
That's the other thing is I feel like within the industry, people know he's like a nice
he
man, a decent man.
He was having a blast at the Sheryl Crow induction, too.
Yeah, he
just
really was.
Just having a blast.
I gotta think that's acting based on the music, but I hear you.
They let him rip a solo. He was
like on a little rolling office chair, just wheeling around the stage with his guitar. It was truly unexpected.
Yeah. And so number one overall pick, Peter Frampton for me. Jimmy, you are next. What
do
you got?
I had my one and two picks, and I thought you were gonna take my number two.
Oh, interesting. Mm.
And my number one was Peter Frampton. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with my number two, which, again, I thought was going to be your number one, and that's cool in the gang.
Wow. Wow. Yep, I mean, that's my, sentimental favorite, just because... Kristen, do you know I recorded an episode without you?
I saw it come up in my feed. I saw it come up in my feed, and I didn't listen to it.
But I have unusual
like
for our
minute
podcast.
Little, just a private.
I made a little case, a strong case for Cool in the Gang. I've never done that before, just by myself for about 8 minutes, just because I know there are people.
They're listening.
Who are aware of our show, who could make things happen. And so that was the strong endorsement from me. I believe they are like celebrating something crazy like their 60th anniversary this year. They got a write-up in the New York Times not long ago. Am I going to take credit? We'll see what happens.
I think you should.
But I can't take the points because Jimmy's got the points for Cool in the Gang.
My wife's son and I saw them at the Hollywood Bowl I guess it was the first, out of the lockdown. Mm-hmm. And it was, it's in my top 10 concerts of all time.
We went last year.
We went
last year. You probably mean a few years ago.
Yeah, I go a little before you guys. I'm a little more on the end. But
let us know.
Just give you a heads up. It's a good time. It's in my top 10. I think it was, they are just phenomenal.
Truly. Very fun.
Yeah.
And y'all know, I hope they make it. But great choice. River.
So... You guys know me from the podcast that we're currently on. Mm-hmm. I'm along for the ride. I'm along for the drafting. So I don't really have an approach. And I'm changing it as we go. Because I was going to come in hot with a number one. And now you guys have, made your very strong cases with your knowledge that I respect deeply. And so now I'm going to change course. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to one... that I read other people thinking.
Okay. Could be smart.
Could be smart in the first round and then do my heart choices later. I'm going to go with Mary J. Blige.
Oh.
Interesting.
Nominated before.
Has been on the ballot before. Seems as though her time will be soon.
See, that would have been my heart choice.
Yeah. I didn't do as much research this year. I saw all the same names and I was like, I just don't want to pick somebody that has been put in already.
Sure. That's wise. But, with Shaka in, especially, that feels like a stepping stone that you want to get to before Mary, so I could see the lineage, the path. So
Joey's about to blow up my spot.
You think so?
Yes.
We'll find out. What do you got, Joey?
I'm going to draft a band that I do not like.
Yep. Okay.
I think
He's
they're
really
wimps.
He's really about to fucking do it.
But it's very rare that there's a new band available, a newer band available that has headlined the Super Bowl and has sold 100 million albums.
Here he goes. I couldn't have gotten the number four spot. I couldn't have gotten the number four spot.
Coldplay is a great choice.
I couldn't have just hung in there long enough.
It was on my list.
But boy, do they suck.
I really don't like them.
I'll stand up for Coldplay.
Wimps.
They have good songs. They have good albums.
Thanks, Gramps.
And they've Gramps?
Grandparents enjoy them, and I'm an old man. I'm 20 years old. Everybody in this room, and I think they suck.
Sting look like he has edge.
Yeah.
No, you guys.
There was a time Sting did have edge, sir, and I appreciate you giving respect to that.
Yeah, I mean Fields of Gold Sting. I'm talking Fields of Gold Sting.
I feel like there was some unfair cultural moment where we all decided Coldplay was lame, and then it became a Nickelback type joke. I don't think it's fully fair. I get some of the arguments, but still, I'm like,
I also don't think it's fair with Nickelback, by the way, just in case anybody cares.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're a punchline. They're a fine rock and roll band out of Canada. Leave them alone.
And it does suck when someone, it just becomes a public domain joke for everybody. And then I feel cool if Coldplay is like that. So, but eligible last year, actually, but oddly didn't make the ballot. I feel like they're too big to ignore, though. Yeah. They were towards the top of my list as well.
They were going to be the one that I took first. If
don't
nobody
forget,
else
Kristen,
took
you get two.
Yeah, now
it's a
I get two.
So.
now I get two.
Russia Blood
know,
to the Head
man.
Is a great album.
I did like that. I have to. Then it was a drop off for me. Then I was just done.
Joe needs to be on record. It needs to be said.
Yeah, do they listen? What are you doing?
Yes. I'm friendly with Chris.
Oh, my God. All right. See, I came in confident, thinking that I knew what I was going to do.
You got two.
I do not know. I know. It's the number five spot really, messes
like
with my head.
Twice, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I bet that would be great for you.
Well, we could have had our first trade, and you didn't even offer it.
Wow.
If only I had,
next year it's open season. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to do,
closing out the first round.
We're closing out the
Kristen's
first round.
Kristen's coming in with.
Well, and I'm just thinking about people who I've drafted before. And I just like, there are people that I keep thinking are going to be on the ballot.
Fergie,
that,
Will I Am, Apple Diab,
you know, the other guy.
his name is Apple Diab.
I said it. I said it.
Yeah.
Taboo.
Mm-hmm. I said all these. I know my P's.
I am going. I'm between kind of three
Then I'd say pick two.
And I'm going to pick two of them. The first one I'm going to pick, I think that we are at a point where I think now the hip hop is really going to be, there's just going to be more than one inductee a year soon. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, just kind of cultural icon status as they like to put them in. I think I'm going to draft Snoop Dogg.
Okay. He has been to a ceremony before. He inducted Tupac. And he is very
Snoop Dogg
famous.
Showed up to something? Wow.
Yeah, wait till you see the next person
the
I'm going to draft.
The host of Joker's Wild made an appearance in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And I'm going to draft... Oh, geez. You know, here's the thing.
Martha Stewart.
I'm gonna draft Martha Stewart, when I was in New York, I saw him in three separate Subway ads, for like, he was in one for Skechers, one for like DoorDash, and one for like Uber Eats or something.
We,
like Snoop
Dogg.
We're
still talking about
Snoop? Yeah,
we're still
talking about Snoop. We're still on Snoop Dogg.
Well,
sorry.
Well, let's maybe move on.
We're moving on to who I'm drafting next, which the person or persons that I am drafting next is... I can't draft these same people over and over again. Or can I? I'm going to take Outkast.
It's a good choice.
I feel like I've drafted them now. This is probably the third year in a row.
But let's not forget that Big Boi inducted Kate Bush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that might be a clear in the path. They seem like they would be up. I mean, I thought they should have gotten in years ago. We have drafted them every single year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you know, with the Big Boi doing the speech, which I thought was a good speech.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be on people's minds. So I think that's a very good pick. Outkast. They were on my list. Joey, talk to us.
Mine, and that says a lot.
There you go.
Wow, I could really go anywhere here. I think I'm going to take what I think are some easy points, ? And I'm going to take Joy Division New Order.
Mm-hmm. All right. Made the ballot for the first time last year, the first year we didn't draft them.
Yeah.
So we weren't able to get those 2 points, no one. But yeah, it does seem like they're one of the biggest snubs. They should appeal to everybody. It was a competitive ballot last year, but and they didn't make it. But they're going to be back, whether it's this year, who knows.
Yeah.
But that's a good choice. River.
Mm.
Talk to me.
Friends.
Talk to me.
I am in the weeds. You know what I mean? Like, I just...
Can't relate.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I like the sound
of that laugh. I like where that might be going, but
yeah. I mean, I just have a list of names that I'm just like, which one do I say out loud? I don't know. I feel like I'm brand new to this year, as though I've never done it before.
Absolutely,
you've won twice.
I know that often serves you.
I won one time
it,
too.
When you start thinking about
it,
is when it gets difficult.
Exactly.
That's everything in my life.
It's the place you want to be.
I don't know. I'm just having fun this year.
You say that every year, but go ahead.
It's fun every year. fucking motherfucker.
There's like a kid out there, just
a kid out there looking at his notes app, swearing up a storm. Okay, I'll go. Alanis Morissette.
Sure.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Sure.
I had Alanis Morissette on my list.
Now,
thank
Alanis
you for the
got
external validation.
Into a little bit of
a little bit of a
trouble.
Smell,
a little
bit of
water.
Trouble.
With the Hall.
Great.
2 years ago, she was supposed to be part of the Carly Simon tribute. And in between rehearsal and show, she left/was fired. The real story, we don't know. There are competing.
Have you gotten any inside information that you would tell us off camera, off mic?
Actually, I truly do not.
Well,
but I feel like I got a good sense of what was going on. You know, the Rock Hall said that Alanis wasn't bringing it. She wasn't capable of doing and then Alanis said she was subject to some kind of ugly sexism. So. Mm. We don't know the story. I want to believe Alanis, but, you know, it's going to be, can they hold a grudge forever?
They seem to. They kept Chicago out for years.
I mean, I want to stand with Alanis, too, so we should ask her all-male band what they think about it. Just a couple shots I had to fire.
Damn.
My dear friend Alanis Morissette, who I think is an incredible artist. But
no, truly. And
all-male band.
All-male. Yeah. The future's female. Jimmy. Who do you got?
You know, I usually represent the lane of old people on this thing where I take the classic rock folks or the, you know.
There are many still on the outside looking in.
Yeah, there are. And at some point they're going to be put in because at the end of the day, this thing's a tourist attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And people that like to go to that thing are basically classic rock people.
Play to the bass.
Who complain.
Play
now, this
the
is kind
bass
of,
to the bass.
Slap of the bass.
This kind of walks the both worlds.
Okay.
I'll go with the Dave Matthews Band.
That's a great choice.
Yeah,
that was
CMB.
I was probably going to take it if you hadn't, because Dave gave a great speech for Willie Nelson, and they've been on the ballot before. They won the fan vote, then didn't get in.
Yeah, weird.
It's another thing. At this point, we've got Frampton and Big Boy and Dave Matthews. I think those are all smart choices, given what we know about. You show up, you play a little ball.
They were on my list, but I refused to take them because of how they ruined my life. Because
you love Coldplay so much more.
I couldn't take Coldplay and Dave Matthews Band like with good conscience.
All right. For my next choice, you know, I tend to pick this band just because it's got to happen eventually. I know we've been saying that for what feels like 5-6 years. But if they get in and I don't pick them, I'm going to be upset. I'm picking the B-52s.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What's the holdup? I mean, they're doing a farewell tour this year. They were at the Darker Waves Festival, which I saw them, and they were great. It's my second time seeing the B-52s. And after that, all right, so my top five I have been chosen, and there's a lot going on. I could go, I'm feeling what you guys are feeling. Where do you go from here, right?
Now he's got a little more grace to give.
I'll choose. It's been a while since they've done this, but when someone passes away, there is... You know, obvious sentiment. I'm picking Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Oh. Pardo making a face, making a big scribble.
It was my next pick.
Jimmy Buffett. Oof.
Yeah.
Wow, the year that Jimmy Buffett and the Dave Matthews Band get in.
I thought he'd make it back to me, so now I've got... I may or may not take as much time as Kristen did.
Mull, all you want.
Boy, oh boy.
I think there's a lot of good names still out there, but it's about who's next.
You know, I mean, look, I had her as my third pick, and I jumped her to go to Dave Matthews Band because I had a gut feeling you were going to go there, Joe. Mm-hmm. I did not see you going to Buffett. That infuriates me. You've taken Frampton and Buffett right out of me. I'm the guy that takes the classic rock.
Typically.
I'm going to go with Cindy Lauper again. I'll go with Cindy.
Right.
I think this will be the
year.
That
was going to be my Cindy.
This is your year with Cindy.
Yeah.
You know, made the ballot for the first time last year. Seemed primed. Just came up short. But maybe second time around, that'll be it. Huge name. Seems to be beloved by the industry. She's
everybody,
always showing
yeah.
up at stuff, and it's a great choice. River.
All right.
Back again. You've had some time to think about it.
I've had some time to think about it. I'm going to go, like, I'm doing an avant-garde thing with my choices that you'll see at the end.
It's going to spell out a message.
Yeah, that's right. Or maybe I won't. You know, I'll probably change my mind after this one. But this one is a shot in the dark for fun, Tracy Chapman.
I mean,
that was also next
on
my list.
Yeah.
One of the biggest songs this year.
Yeah, that's a great.
It's a huge song.
And
I feel like, unfortunately, she's a twofer because she's a black rock artist as opposed to, you know.
Well, that's like the Sheryl Crow lane, right?
Queer black
exactly.
Rock
yes,
artists.
Precisely.
We love to see it.
Yeah,
it would
I mean,
be
like,
a real great thing if that happened.
The timing would be very cool.
Yeah.
Because that cover does not deviate from the original in the slightest.
Not at all.
Luke Combs, is that who did it?
I believe
Luke
so,
Combs,
yeah.
Luke Combs.
Yeah.
All right, Joey. Talk to us.
I think I'm going to take a shot in the dark. This is someone I don't think anyone was going to draft, but I just have a feeling.
Two shots in the dark in a row. Wow.
Yeah. Give me Wu-Tang.
Mm. I had them on my list.
Because I just think they've been hammering Tribe.
Yep.
And they might want to give Tribe a year off.
Yeah.
And that is the next logical one
I think
that's to me.
Sure. I think we're going to start seeing some rap groups get in. I mean, I hope it's Outkast, obviously. It would be cool if Wu-Tang got on the ballot.
They seem like a no-brainer to me. I don't know, but
they will get in eventually, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they will as well. All right, back to you, Kristen.
Okay. Oh, but I get a double draft this time. All right.
As you do last
dose in a row.
All right, here's what I'm going to do.
As you will every time.
I think this was a shock they didn't get in last year. I think even if we get Coldplay in this year, and we probably will, I think also the White Stripes. I'm going to take them. I was so surprised that they did not get in last year because that's how they let us know they were having an extra year of inclusion.
It almost seemed like they did it just to include them.
Yeah.
It really felt that way. And so I was very surprised that they did not get in. And then, you know,
plus it'll open up the door for all those great the bands, the Vines,
the Strokes. And then
I can't wait.
The Jet.
And then I think this is possible. This might not be my smartest pick just with regards to this artist's reputation, but I do think it's also not like out of the realm of possibility. I still think it is a pretty good one. I'm going to take Lauryn Hill.
Now, Lauryn Hill, as you might remember,
was there.
She participated in the Nina Simone tribute.
In the Nina Simone tribute. Mm-hmm. I do remember that. I just say that because of the will she, won't she
industry show up.
Show up, how late will she be, and then will she perform? So, I mean, again, does she deserve to get in and will she get in? I don't think those are questions, but would it be this year? TBD.
Yeah, and she became eligible, like the White Stripes and Coldplay, last year.
Yeah.
So fresh on the table. 98
doing big things.
Truly. Great. A very strong year. All right. We've made our way to the penultimate round. Kristen has kicked us off, but before we continue, why don't we take a quick break? And then when we come back, we will finish out the draft. We'll be right back.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We hope you had a nice little break. We hope over your break you were all good.
Do you remember the year I drafted, I think, all white men? There was a year that I, like, accidentally just looked at my draft and was and like, went,
Uh-oh, what have I done?
I think the hall has changed. And I think that's so weird to say and to kind of acknowledge, but just like based on the last couple of classes versus where we started when we started this show.
Coming off 2018.
The 2018.
Coming off Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Dire Straits, Moody Blues year. And then, you know, there were no, I mean, like, we've almost, dare I say, gone a little too far.
Whoa.
There were no rock bands
we've
playing.
We've taken this woke thing too far.
But isn't it interesting that there were no rock band performances at the ceremony last year?
Yes.
Just,
yes,
like, an interesting thing to note. You know, we were hoping for a Rage reunion, but that did not happen. The closest thing we got was Jimmy Page and in a part of a trio playing Rumble from Link Ray, which was cool. But, you know, usually you get like a bunch of rock bands.
Mm-hmm.
How far we've come. Joey, you're up.
I want to take an old lady. I'm deciding between two.
Oh, okay.
Give me Dionne Warwick.
Okay, all right.
Kennedy Center honoree this year, so I think that's very smart. You know, there's a groundswell, you might say.
She was going to be my final.
Been on the ballot before.
If I got it.
But, you know. I've noticed we're getting smaller ballots, which I think gives some of those people who had to compete on larger ballots a more fair shake. River, we're back to you.
We are. I'm going to go with Britney Spears.
All right. I see this. Now I see the strings are all coming together.
That
I understand.
Fun.
She was on my list. I was thinking
never
about
know.
Her.
Yeah. If I had to guess, I would say probably not so soon.
Yeah.
But it's another one. Became eligible last year.
Yeah.
Secretly.
You truly never know.
98, baby.
And, you know, Britney's a force to be reckoned with, someone who still has major name recognition and a lot of love. I don't see this. I think
that
more.
The book came out this year.
Book did come out this year.
Yeah.
I think, to put it bluntly, I think more boomers have to die for Britney to get in.
100%.
But I like it. I love a bold choice.
Just shout out to my high school years, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Jimmy.
I am not really a big fan of this gentleman. I don't dislike his music. I think he's a great guitarist, although professional guitar players tell me he's not. I don't like him as a human being. I think he's obnoxious and annoying and painfully unfunny.
Yeah.
I think you could fill in the gap here.
Sorry, buddy.
Go ahead. Let me see if you get it right. Here we go. That's you.
Am I
you are not right.
Okay.
I'm curious as to
what
who
you
thought
writing?
That was.
I'm not writing anything.
I'm going with John Mayer.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's
That's you.
That's you.
That's you.
That you're also writing in your own name.
I was like, "What is he writing, Joe?" When you kept going, "That's you, that's you, Joe." Like, I thought he was writing.
Well, he released an album this year, so I think he's eligible, right? Vote for
he
Joe.
He is eligible this year.
I'm talking about you.
No, yeah,
yeah, oh yeah, I am eligible.
In 25 years, Joe is eligible.
I'm not a fan, but I feel that he is a guy that is consistently playing the game behind the scenes, Dave Grohl style.
Yes, yeah. Totally.
And while he has not shown, I don't know if he's been at the Rock Hall
many times.
Well, then he's
he was the guy. Like if they're inducting an old blues guy, they're inducting Albert King, or
he
they're
did
even,
a great that Albert King speech
he
though.
The
he brought his guitar and
it was
cool.
Here is how Albert King changed guitar playing and showed us, which was cool. Inducted Stevie Ray Vaughan as well. He has played. Since he came like out on the scene, he's been like showing up at these things. So
yeah,
and now I feel like for my choice, I should just.
Yeah, I think you have to take
who
you're writing.
I'm curious. The same description. It started with an S.
People say this guy is a good guitar player. You're not so sure. You've heard that he is an asshole, isn't gonna hurt him.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And I thought you were talking about
Billy Corgan.
They were going to be number five on my list with the same caveats.
That you're talking Billy Corgan.
I mean, they just got that new guitar player off of Instagram, so...
They did not know that.
I thought I was, like, seeing a parody account, like one of the just things of Billy Corgan at Disneyland. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was a primetime special.
I was just like, wait, this is, like, Brad Tremel. Like, I thought I was following a parody account.
Nope. So he's starting to be a little bit, more, I will play some games. Like, because I was watching, it was a promo for, like, a Disneyland or Disney World, like, primetime special. It's like, all these people are going to be performing. And they were, like, throwing a Mickey doll off screen. Like, Ariana Grande throws a Mickey doll off screen, and then Luke Bryan catches it, right?
Yes.
And then they were doing it, and then one of them was Billy Corgan.
I saw a screenshot of just Billy Corgan and Mickey, and I was like,
what?
This is a joke, right? Yeah. He also just looks...
Well, in fair, he also went on Alex Jones. So, I mean,
he's trying to steer the ship back.
Forget I did that.
The comments on the Smashing Pumpkins asking for a new guitarist on Instagram were so funny. It was like a thousand, have you asked Darcy?
Oh, boy. Yeah, really setting them up. All right. Final round. I think still a lot of good names on the table.
I'm not going to take any of them.
All right.
And you know what I'm thinking?
I'm really all over the place this year.
Missy Elliott broke down the door for women in hip hop last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're going to do that and then ignore that category next. And
here
so I am. There's a few ways
there's
to go with
couple.
This.
There's a couple. I know.
And I'm going with the artist that I think has the best catalog, which is Salt-N-Pepa.
I was gonna say it's either gonna be Queen Latifah or Salt-N-Pepa, but I agree. I think Salt-N-Pepa is a good choice. They are like they're a fifth choice. You know what I mean? Like it's not. They're not definitely. Even in the mix, Spinderella.
I
want to
say
Peppa
was at the ceremony.
She was?
Last year. I mean, like, in the audience, just maybe, like, supporting Missy.
You just want to say that, or you think she was? She definitely was?
I mean, I'm pretty sure she was.
Okay.
And I did want to say it, because I think it was true. All right, and so that's, we're in the final round. Jimmy.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to do this because I've picked them every year. So I don't want to do it this year, because I like the idea of mixing it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is the year it happens.
It could be. They're on my list.
Yeah.
Come on.
I do think it's the year that happens. I'll go with Maiden and just...
There you go, Jimmy.
It's a good...
Yeah.
It feels like a good year for them.
Yeah.
And we'll find out.
And
find
maybe
out in due time.
They'll end up throwing them in the side, and you'd still get points. All right, River, final choice.
Okay. I was going to go... the wild card is still available, so I'm going to go there with this. And I'm going to pivot, and I'm going to go Queen Latifah.
Sure. Was that on your list before Kristen said?
No.
Oh, dang.
I bet that. Stolen. That
she was on my list.
Fully stolen.
I was keeping it quiet just out of fairness for the game.
Yep.
I chose Salt-N-Pepa above Queen Latifah because I got to be real. I don't feel like I know any Queen Latifah
song. She's a lot more famous, though.
You
she's
and IT
Salt and Pepa was on my list.
Yeah. So it's a weird thing where Salt and Pepa, more famous songs, Queen Latifah, more famous person.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
All right.
So Joey, okay, final geez. Choice.
Where I'm going to take go? Somebody who's been on the ballot before and who re-released an album this year, which I think will get them back on the ballot, and I'm going to take sure. The Replacements.
It's a great choice. Mm. They are, you know, this is the most visibility they've had in a while
that
with
is
those
really
remixes.
Good.
Which, do you like those, Joey?
Yeah. I mean, The Replacements are my favorite band. I like it better. Like, it's very weird how different of an album it sounds. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I would say Tim famously sounds like garbage.
Right. On some level, is that the appeal? I mean, like,
well,
some of it?
It's interesting because some of the songs, it makes them better, but some of the songs, like the poppier songs, I was like, now this sounds like it's on the soundtrack to So I Married an Axe Murderer. Yeah. That makes sense. What?
It absolutely
does.
It's
got that, like, Big Audio Dynamite
yeah.
vibe.
I felt that in my bones. I ordered the large.
Oh, man.
Kristen.
You know.
Yeah.
It's your final pick of the regular part of the draft. So
yes. Now, here's the thing.
Yes, tell us about the thing.
There is a person that I want to pick that I always pick, mm-hmm. that I'm close to picking right
peas.
Now, that I'm close to picking right now. But I also have another just kind of like, this would be a crazy thing if that happened.
Well, that's what wild
card's
for.
One.
Wild card for the crazy
I know,
thing.
But why, they're not necessarily wild enough of a card.
I guess we could find out, but.
But we'll find out. I mean, I don't know. Because I know, I mean, I really kind of want it. For wild card, I think you should just kind of go a little wild. I think you
interesting.
Should
yeah,
throw
right
it really
I don't know
out
where
there.
You get that
it's
idea,
in
but.
The name. you know, it's probably...
no patience.
If she didn't... If I didn't pick her and she got nominated this year, I'd be really sad. So I will be taking Mariah Carey.
Yeah, there she yeah.
Kind of crazy that we went this long, but I just think we've been burned so many times.
I think that's what it was for me.
It just feels like they don't want to. I mean, they're going to have to at some point.
Yeah,
but I'm glad someone chose Mariah. All right, so
go.
We have made it to the wild card. We will continue snaking. That's only fair. So, Kristen, you can have the first
shot. The first wild card.
The first wild card.
Oh, maybe so, what are the rules of the wild card again?
Okay, great. I'll reiterate the rules of the wild card. It cannot be an artist who's been on a ballot before. And your name cannot be on anyone else's list. They cannot have written down this name. So
this
it has to be
where,
a true
this is where
glad
you
I
and
did
I,
what
this
I did.
Is where wild River card. And I have a bit of an issue because I feel like River chooses some wild ones. okay.
What do you think?
May I please have the Carpenters?
Not on my list.
All right,
I think so.
I'll take them.
I think
Thank
so.
You.
I like that a lot as a wild card.
Oh, you're saying it can't even be on the list that we have here.
Yes.
No one
not
can have written
somebody
it down.
Somebody has been chosen.
Yes.
It cannot be on anyone's
not on my list.
Oh,
personal list. Because mm-hmm. it has to be truly wild. And I think that's great because I could see it happening. But it is wild.
But it is wild.
Very good. Joey.
I have, remember last year when Warren Zevon randomly got nominated mm-hmm. and everyone was like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Nilsson?
I've got him written down. I'm
God
sorry.
Damn it. Yeah.
That is a good one. I almost wrote it down, but I didn't, so.
Then give me Lil Wayne.
I have Lil Wayne. I have Lil Wayne.
Wow.
Eligible newly Deep. This year.
Sonic Youth?
I have Sonic Youth.
Man.
Who don't you have? I think that might be a quicker.
Bjork?
I have Bjork.
Oh,
God.
Damn. Oh, this is...
I don't. Give me Husker Du, I guess.
Oh. Sure. I did not have Husker Du.
I don't of course don't have Husker
Du. Oh, she
yeah.
laughed
but
in a way that I thought
like
she had Husker
Du.
I had to go with like my ninth choice.
Yeah, but that's what the wild card is.
That's
from, like
all
the
about.
One that you're just like, oh, wouldn't it be crazy if this person got in? Or like, wouldn't it be awesome or interesting?
Love the use of the umlauts on the big board.
You have to.
Got to put them in.
It does look like smiley faces, and that is cute.
It does.
All right, River.
All right, you guys know this is my favorite round. And I'm glad I played this the way that I did. Mine is Sinead O'Connor.
Did anyone? Did I? Let me see.
Yes. And you picked her last year in like the regular round.
The entire reason I didn't have her on my list was I was like, River's going to take her.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, like, last, I mean, it's much less.
I was really worried that you were going to.
Much
I know,
less
I almost
wild.
Put her number one.
Oh,
This year, you know, obviously she passed away. I mean, last year I was like, whoa, Sinead O'Connor even used her real name. And I was like, what's happening?
I know.
but yeah, I mean, this year.
I feel like, unfortunately, I knew what was happening.
Goddamn.
Predictive text.
Jimmy.
All right. This could either be on a list or you can tell me it's not wild enough. I'll accept either answer.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Ozzy Solo.
Don't have
Ozzy
don't
Solo.
Have never written down. Never been nominated. I think that's.
All
I mean,
right. Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't think we
better
could just,
choice in Husker Du. I'll tell you that much.
You know, I know Sharon was making some noise about. Like, yeah. Put in Ozzy.
They might
put
want to Ozzy. Do it now.
Put in Ozzy.
Put in Ozzy.
but yeah, I mean, some excellent wild cards so far. For me, did anyone have Emmylou Harris?
No, sir.
Right. I've had her on Good my call. List before, but not this year.
It feels like, you know, because we have had this run of country artists. Dolly,
yeah,
then
call.
Willie. And I'm thinking there's ways to go with this, but if you want someone who is, I would say, more of a crossover with rock artists and someone who is alive and still can play, still sounds great, Emmylou Harris just feels like she's there. She was involved in the Linda Ronstadt tribute. Emmylou.
I was going to say Dolly and Linda are both in, right?
Yes.
Right.
So then.
Complete the trio.
Complete the trio.
All right. And then we'll do the side category. The way this works is you only get points if they get in the side category. And so I get to choose whoever I want.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I only have one written down. And it's because when we got here, I was like, oh, side category.
So to review, this could be... early influence, which they now call musical influence because they want to get rid of all meaning. this could be non-performer, sometimes referred to as the Ahmet Erdogan Award. This could be musical excellence, which truly is meaningless. You would think it would be, you know, last year it was someone like Al Kooper who fits the bill because where do you put him? He's been in so many different things, done so many different things. But also they inducted Chaka Khan as musical excellence last year. So... this is, there's a lot of, it's a wide net. And I am going to go ahead and say the MC5.
They're still not in?
No. They're still not in.
They're never going to be.
And if they're going to be.
We draft them every year as a side, I mean, I think I drafted them last year as the side category. I did.
You drafted them as a. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And it's a good choice just because...
We did it opposite last year. That's why. It's why I wound up having to do the last wild card pick last year.
Oh, that's true.
Because we did side category first, and I did MC5. I'm like, they're the ultimate side category.
They're
going
to put MC5 in as influence. It's just a matter of one. So, all right, Jimmy, what do you think?
I want to just say first, I got four of the five I wanted. Out of my top five, I got four. You mucked it up with Frampton. And then I got five out of my top seven, so I'm happy with my draft.
Nice.
In case you're curious, adding a little editorial on how I thought it went for me. I'm going to go with Devo.
Okay.
In a
yes.
side category.
Well, that's
okay,
the thing.
They could go the Kraftwerk route. They
you
could
think
say
about,
that they're somehow
you know,
an early influence or something.
Yeah, like, no, what it would be is
musical
it would be musical excellence,
excellence
because
yes.
there are bands like Judas Priest, like Shaka, like Kraftwerk, where, I mean, Kraftwerk went in as influence, but Judas Priest and Shaka Khan, they run the ballot a lot. They weren't getting in, and then they put him in a side category. Devo's up to three.
Yeah, I see this being the only way they get in, quite frankly.
It's my first year not drafting them, so you probably got it.
Yeah, that's cool. But then maybe, hopefully, they get in.
I feel like they could do the ballot. It's just that everything has to line up. But I mean, Jimmy's maybe being a little more realistic here.
I feel like the B-52s are in the way, also.
Yeah, well, that's. I think Devo
they
has been in the way of the B-52s.
Devo or the B-52s.
Right, right.
That's
they've,
how I've
been
always
in each
thought.
Other's way.
Yeah. I think, yeah, yeah. Right. The weirdo. The
right.
The weirdo
yeah.
slot.
Right.
All right, River. Side category. What do you think?
So this is where I deviate from my thing.
Devo 8.
Great job. and I good. Go. I'm gonna say. I had one that I very much chose, and I'm not gonna do it.
Ooh.
And I'll say it afterwards.
Okay.
Because I feel like I wish I would have said this name just because I want to. John Prine.
For sure. Been on the ballot once before.
I know, that's a good choice.
And you know, he then one of our first casualties to COVID. I thought maybe he'd be on the ballot sooner. But if he gets in a side category, you'll get some points. I could see him returning to the ballot,
though. It's interesting the way this has been drafted. It was not the way I had set up where we could just get free points from people who've been on the ballot before. But I'm still going to draft who I had when I saw the word side category. Mm-hmm. Surprised she's not in. I'm taking Linda Perry.
Ooh, oh, wow. Good idea.
I can maybe tell you something off air about Linda Perry.
What about her hat? Does that hat get in as well?
Right.
No, what's up with that hat?
What's going on with that hat?
Yeah.
Love it. It's good stuff. That's fun with hats.
Really between her and Amy Sherman Palladino.
Yeah, I really thought this was going to be the era, the time where we were taking like the Glenn Campbells and Rick Rubins, but I forgot. Now they just shove these guys in. I should have taken a real band.
This is oddly the toughest category because it's rated. It could be so many different types of people and from different avenues. Kristen.
This will surprise no one that I forgot if this person has gotten in or if they've just been nominated. Mm-hmm. Has Fela Kuti gotten in?
No.
Then
no.
I would like to take Fela.
You sure can. That's a great one. He is going to wind up in a side category. We just know it. Because I don't think he's getting in on the regular ballot.
I agree. In my mind, he had already gotten in on a side category. Mm-hmm. That was kind of like where I was at. And now this is when we're done. We all go around and we say who else we like had considered.
Yeah, but
right?
let me just conclude the draft. Just kind of wrap up what we did. I drafted Peter Frampton, B-52s, Jimmy Buffett, Smashing Pumpkins, Salt and Pepper with my wild card. I got Emmylou Harris. In side category, I got MC5. Jimmy Pardo got Kool and the Gang, Dave Matthews Band, Cyndi Lauper, John Mayer, Iron Maiden with the wild card, Ozzy Osbourne with the side category, Devo. River Butcher got Mary J. Blige, Alanis Morissette, Tracy Chapman, Britney Spears, Queen Latifah. Do you know this is the theme? wild card, Sinead O'Connor. In side category, John Prine. Joy Divine got Coldplay, Joy Division, New Order, Wu-Tang Clan, Dionne Warwick. Replacements, wild card, Husker Du. And side category, Linda Perry. Kristen Studdard drafted Snoop Dogg, Outkast, White Stripes, Lauryn Hill, Mariah Carey. Wild card, Carpenters. Side category, Fela Kuti. I would say nobody lost their mind.
Nobody bitched it this year. I
really? Because I feel like I did. Road. I'm not into my draft, but.
Really?
I'm
glad. No, yeah. Dude, no, that's a good looking pretty
I like my
good.
First
it's a little,
two picks.
It's a little wild.
Yeah.
It's a great pick.
Yeah.
No, Dion's a good, great pick.
Again, even the garbage man likes it.
Kennedy Center Honors this year. I think everybody did a very, very good job. I think it's a solid ballot. Let us watch as none of these people get on the ballot.
Yeah.
if we're feeling good, that's got to be a bad sign. Let's talk about people who are left on the board. When Willie got in, it just felt like, where are we going with country, right? So I did write down Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard, both names who came up during the ceremony, as did Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah.
Those were, it's like...
hey, he's a Rhodes Scholar.
But are we going to go down that avenue? I thought somebody was going to go there, but it's...
Nope.
It's just hard to tell.
They feel so... Look, I love all those guys, but they feel so secondary in, like, a way. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, where it's literally, like, if they were going to get inducted, they weren't the first ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, after Willie and Dolly especially. And just the fact that, like, if you're not into country at all... You know some Dolly songs. You know some Willie songs.
Yeah.
If you're not into country at all, I'm not so sure you know songs from those other guys.
Yeah.
I know I don't, really.
And I don't know. Is this gentleman, Kenny Rogers, is he in?
No.
He's not.
There's a real crossover.
He's the one that would be, because he had number one hits and had, you know, multi-million selling albums, and he died during COVID, to your point about John Prine.
Right.
So to me, I know the other ones are the cool country picks, but I could kind of see Kenny going in before them for the reason of the Dolly, Willie... Kenny seems like the
Lionel,
next step.
Yeah.
Lionel wrote Lady.
Yeah, right.
There's way more cross-pollination there. But you're right, he doesn't have that cool thing. He was kind of a dork. I also think about John Denver as someone who like had huge hits on the pop charts.
Is John Denver not in?
No, he's not in the Country Hall of Fame either.
Oh, goodness, he should be in both.
Yeah, but I think he's
got... like the easy listening trap that like that Linda Ronstadt was kind of in for a while,
and
which her music is not easy listening, but it's like...
It's like if you're soft.
I wouldn't say any of those are, but they pass for something you would hear in Sears in 1988.
Mm-hmm. I also had Patti LaBelle. on my list.
Sure.
It's going to have to. Same with Roberta Flack.
Where my background singers. Every year, just revisit. I love Patti LaBelle also.
This is one of the first years where nobody took Cher.
I had her on my list.
I
thought that was who you were up between, so when you picked Dionne Warwick.
Because
you like to draft Cher. I like to draft Cher, and Jimmy likes to draft Cher. Have you drafted Cher?
I think I have, yeah. Jimmy has a good point. Cher was making a lot of noise about how she doesn't care about the Rock Hall. If she was inducted, she wouldn't go.
Oh.
You know, and so, like, do they let...
She was?
Yeah, she was, the last 6 months.
Yeah, very, very recently was making a lot of noise about, like, fuck the Rock Hall. Like, I don't care. I don't want to be involved. Like, they should not induct me. And, like, they're going to have to. But, like, do you let that cool down a little bit first? Or do you do it now, hop on it, and then, like, try to call her?
Bluff, huh?
Yeah.
See if she shows.
Yeah, I mean... She's happened before.
She would show.
Cher shows.
Cher shows. Cher's gonna show. Cher's gonna show.
Cher does her thing. She can be a little prickly. You know what I mean? Don't see.
She's Cher.
You know, Cher doesn't have a husband who loves rock and roll who will convince her to
rock
go.
And roll
she has
freak.
A like boyfriend in his 20s who probably likes EDM.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought he was a rapper.
Oh, is it? Yeah. So we looked that up.
She's dating like I think we looked it up not too long ago, but she is dating a man in his, I believe, late 20s, early 30s, who is a
young
rapper.
Man.
Yeah.
Joey, you brought it up. I do think Sonic Youth, this could, I mean, they're going to show up at some point.
I also think Black Flag is going to show up at some point. I don't know why I chose, well, I do know why I chose Husker Du over Black Flag, because I panicked and every single person on my list had been named.
I also think the Pixies.
I had Pixies on my list.
You know?
I think that they're going to show up at some point.
Weezer, nobody said. I do think at some point they're going to get back on the ballot.
But soon enough, Weezer and Oasis, you know, we talk about 90s bands.
I've drafted Weezer and Oasis in the past.
Probably
the same year. What have I done?
From the classic rock, I mean, like, Foreigner's been on our draft before. I'm sure it was on your list, Jimmy.
Of course. And Styx. Those are the two that are kind of missing. REO Speedwagon as well, but I don't know if they ever get in. I think Foreigner's got the best shot of the three of them, but those are the three that the classic rock world that I live in, those are the three that everybody wants.
Mm-hmm. Bad Company, you know.
Bad Company in there, too.
Foreigner, of rock bands that aren't in the Rock Hall, highest sales.
And I think they deserve it. An amazing number of top 10 hits, amazing number of huge albums. Foreigner 4 was gigantic. Age of Provocateur was gigantic.
But that's like, they're sort of like the Nickelback problem, the Nickelback Coldplay problem, right? Where it's like...
But not the Coldplay problem.
These guys are wieners.
Yeah, but I don't know if Foreigner are wieners. I can see...
But they might have the reputation...
They just have like a stink being like, this sucks.
It's being like rock, like
kind of a
misogynistic. I also, you know, I feel like Joe Cocker could pop up.
Oh,
at some point.
You know, I really do. I like Joe Cocker's live stuff a lot.
I also had the Pointer Sisters.
I drafted them last year.
Yeah, would be an interesting choice.
And I don't think
exactly.
They're,
we know that.
They're close. I was thinking for kind of a wild card kind of area. Grace Jones, I think, is gonna get in the mix somewhere at some point. And then I think like. Eventually, like, we're looking at like Erykah Badu and stuff. I think you obviously got to get the Lauryn Hill kind of.
And I, you know, I had it as my one of my wild cards, Sade.
Sade.
Yeah.
Is someone. Is this the year for Sade?
Could be.
Probably
we'll
not.
Find out.
I had De La as well.
Sure
I mean, I feel
De
like De La is a good.
Who'd you say? I'm sorry?
De La Soul.
De La Soul. Mm-hmm. I had them just because if we've already tried Tribe a couple
they're
of times.
They're a Tribe alternate for sure.
Yeah,
I do think that Wu-Tang is probably, but I think Tribe and De La, I think they're probably going to try and get either of those in before Wu-Tang
makes
really
so much
makes
sense. But it's just like,
but are they known for making sense?
No,
no. So
nobody picked Ice-T.
That's right.
Someone who you know, he gave the speech for Rage. Someone else who showed up again. It's kind of similar to Queen Latifah, very very famous. But like, what are the songs?
I mean, you got to put in Body Count.
Put in Ice-T's rock.
And the whole Judgment Night soundtrack. You got to put it all in.
And I had Bjork in there as somebody who just could kind of...
After
Kate
Bush, right?
She's going to start really... Yeah. Now that the weird ladies are coming, I kind of can see it. You know, I think Cindy will probably be before Bjork. But she is like, I think Bjork is an only a matter of time.
And I always have Barry White down. I just feel like he's overlooked.
You are right about that.
You had him last year.
Right. Yeah. Your wild card.
I always have Harry Nilsson down, and apparently someone else did this
year,
too.
I did have Harry Nilsson down.
You know what is so funny? I was searching my notes for the draft. I just searched the word draft, and I found the 2021 draft come up.
Oh, wow.
And I can see all... it was all of us. And I can see our picks from there. I picked Jay-Z. River picked the Go-Go's. Jimmy picked Pat Benatar. All these people have like gotten in since then too.
Right,
Chaka Khan, Joey. I picked Outkast. Jimmy picked the Smiths. Joe picked the Foo Fighters. I picked Rage. Joe picked Duran Duran. Joe picked Mariah Carey and Tina Turner. I picked Cyndi Lauper. Joey picked the B-52s. And I got Cher. And then we had Iron Maiden from Jimmy. We had Iron Maiden, Kool & the Gang, and Foreigner. From River, we had Oasis, New York Dolls, Devo, and Fugazi.
Dolls and could sneak into a side category. Yeah.
That's it. That would have been a good... And then Joey's remaining picks were LL Cool J, the Commodores, and Harry Nilsson. All people who are kind
of
like, either they've gotten
majority
in or they're still in the mix.
Majority of those are in. Jimmy, who else did you have on your list?
You know, you kind of covered it with, you know, when talking about Foreigner and Styx and Jethro Tull, Thin Lizzy.
Mm. Mm.
You know, Garth Brooks was another one in the country weirdo one. Do they... talk about him in any way, shape, or form. And then for the side category, I was actually, it was a coin toss in my head between Devo and Carole Kaye.
Yeah, I had Carole Kaye on my mind.
I could see getting
in
there at some point, and Warren Zevon again, and the Smiths and Soundgarden. And then David Foster, surprisingly, is not in as a producer, and I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, he might be associated with taking rock bands and softening them.
Yeah, but he had amazing success with it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he kept bands alive in the 80s that were, you know, left for dead, basically.
That's true.
And now he dates a child. So,
Catherine McPhee, right?
With a beautiful voice.
Catherine McPhee, is she a... She's on American Idol.
Okay.
Nanny McPhee.
I was just going to make that same
mother
joke.
She's got a beautiful voice. By all accounts, a horrible human being.
Hey, listen.
I don't know if
that's
true.
We don't know.
I know you know that.
But you brought up Thin Lizzy. It's like, yeah, if not Iron Maiden, we could go back to Motorhead. You could go back to Thin Lizzy. There's like a few of those hard rock artists that could definitely be a part.
But I see Maiden, and I know I pick them every year because of my allegiance to the fan club.
To Eddie.
But I think
Eddie
all
would
the
be
pushback
so bad
they've
if
gotten,
didn't.
This is the year. Like, I think they've gotten so much, like, the hall itself is like, the classic rock fans, the metal fans are like, just, we're done with you.
Yeah.
You know, Dolly does not belong in before Iron Maiden to that world.
Yeah, totally.
And one would argue, again, I think it's just the Music Hall of Fame. I'm not caught up in the name like others are, but I do believe that they should be in there, and I think this is the year, and I am running for president. This is my announcement.
I mean, putting in Judas Priest in the side category ended up being a wild success. Mm-hmm. You know, it was really, really cool. And so,
surprisingly, they didn't do that last year. To your point about there was no rock band. So why not put a rock band in there if you're not going to bring one in? Because, again, that's who wants to go to those live shows.
Mm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. You're totally right. Joey, River, you guys have any other names you want to claim?
The only person I had on my list that we haven't named is Daft Punk.
Oh, like, I also had them on my list.
Because they're like so famous and relevant still.
Yes.
But like,
it just doesn't seem like it's time.
It's so far away.
We're not
away.
Ready
they feel
for like
too
EDM. Like, we're like not ready for like electronic, new current electronic. Like, we got Kraftwerk in and
let's
stuff.
Let's work on
but
New
like,
Order.
We got to get kind of through. We got to eke out the 80s. Before we can really get to like Daft Punk getting in,
it's
and
just
then
so
the
rare
Chemical
they have
Brothers.
The opportunity to like
Fatboy Slim
to like nominate.
Oh,
sorry. On the Rockefeller Skank.
Yes,
you could make a class of artists that are eligible that would like rival any festival.
Yeah, it's
like
weird
five.
They don't do that.
Well, yeah, voters are not going to let that happen.
But like, you'd think TV would be pushing them towards.
Yeah, some of these gigantic names that haven't even made a ballot yet.
A group that I thought about that I didn't put on my list that I like erased from my list is TLC.
Mm-hmm.
I think
For
there's
sure.
their time is coming.
No doubt, not in the mix this year either.
Their time is also coming. Like, there's just so many bands that are now becoming eligible that
or have been eligible, but now feels like we're ready. We've done enough work of getting in the people who came before them.
We have swept out the 70s. Yeah. We have sifted through the 60s.
Yeah, I know. We have plenty of names. Yeah. Although, when we're in the mix, a lot of hemming and hawing.
I honestly feel
like a lot of the hems and haws were because there were too many names.
Yeah, I agree.
We're coming up short. It's more like, who do I pick out of all these really worthy artists? Rivers, anybody else you want to claim that you didn't get to?
Well, I saw this name and I was like, ooh, side category. That might be fun. And I feel like it's somebody that, I don't know. This was the name that I had, and then I switched to John Prine, which was Jonathan Demme.
Interesting. Because of the re-release of Stop Making Sense.
Because he made so many concert films.
Great concert films and used music in his movies quite well.
They should bring back the singles. No, I'm serious, not the way they did it.
Genius of Love is for real one of the best singles.
It's one of the most influential songs.
It really continues to be sampled by people who don't know they're sampling it.
It was just, I was watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It was in that. Not sampled, but just as a song to dance to.
You're going
to
hear it.
And also, it's the way to get Possum Kingdom by the Toadies into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
An amazing song. I cannot believe you had the nerve to reference Possum Kingdom by the Toadies in my very presence, knowing that I grew up in the 90s. Very rude of you.
Possum
Kingdom. I also, speaking of the side category, the person that I was originally going to choose that I switched from, I just think it's too soon, but I do think they will get in the side category, is Timbaland.
Yeah, for sure. Timbaland, very soon.
Rick Rubin,
another one.
Also,
King
Crimson. There's a lot of the big Mama Thornton, Memphis Minnie, like some of these.
Mama Thornton would be a great pick too.
Carole Kaye, there's a guy named Tom Wilson who I think would be a great choice because he was the producer on like a Rolling Stone. It's a black man, which I don't think that's like widely known. He discovered the Velvet Underground. He signed Frank Zappa and the Mothers. Like, he's had this very interesting career, and he feels right for that non-performer slot.
Mm-hmm.
But
is Billy Preston in yet?
He is. He's not a non-performer. He got in musical excellence.
And he was like with the first year when they decided to expand that. Gang. I think that's it. Next episode we will be revealing the nominees, so that's exciting. Ballot is around the corner.
These are kind of the real fun ones.
What if I won with this? I'm not going to, but it would be fun.
It could. I mean, I think everyone has a shot.
I only see two that aren't going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think everyone has a shot. I mean, some stuff we don't know. We'll find out very soon. So make sure to listen to us next week. Jimmy, would you like to plug anything?
Well, sure. I mean, you already said it. Never Not Funny is the award-winning podcast I've been hosting. We're coming up on our 18th anniversary.
Goddamn.
So 18 long. Years of that.
Podcast some cigarettes, man.
What, pardon?
Get that podcast some cigarettes,
right?
It's
legal. And can vote. And it did caucus last night, I will tell you that.
My
podcast.
Yikes.
No, it went with Vivek, and it did a great job. And was very disappointed he dropped out as soon as they picked the corner. And then, of course, Jimmy's Records of Tapes, to tie it into music, is my YouTube series. And I believe there's a new season of that coming out very shortly.
Oh, great.
So check that out. That's just dumb fun.
Absolutely. Joey?
Round Ball Rock. It's my NBA podcast. Yeah,
and you're really somber
funny.
About it.
Yeah, no, it's
are you quitting it?
No. It's just, it's been a lot of bummer news this year. Oh. I gotta talk about another crime week.
Gotcha.
Like,
yeah, not the kind of stuff you want to be
focusing
on.
Not the kind of fun stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bummer.
But it is a comedy podcast about basketball. So.
You goof around.
Yeah.
River.
Yeah, you mentioned my special. It's called Someone's Boyfriend. It's on Helium's YouTube. Just Google me and Someone's Boyfriend. You'll find it. And then I have a podcast called The New Guys, but it's KNEW with Gabe Dunn. It's a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
So check that out. Thanks for having me again.
It was so great to have you guys. And you know what? I have a Helium special out too.
Oh, great.
It's called Recommended Based on Your Search History. and just trying to get people to click, you know? You guys know what I'm saying? And I have an album out called Funny Songs and Sketches, and yeah, a bunch of music videos and stuff.
The videos are great.
Thank you so much.
I love them.
Appreciate that. And we have, you know, if you want to reach out to us, rockhallpod@gmail.com, @rockhallpod on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find out about the secret episodes I do without Kristen. Thank you to Yusu Kim for the music. Thank you to Mike Lloyd for the logo. Thank you to Future Rock Legends, a resource for this particular episode. I'm sure everybody peeked at that one to confirm or get some ideas. And yeah. Thank you to Pantheon Podcast for hosting us. I'm Joe Quazala.
I'm Kristen Studdard.
And who cares
about the Rock Hall?
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.